How you doing? This is Ivan with Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back with another quote of the day to have a great day. Today, our quote is by Jonathan Kozel. The quote is, pick battles big enough to matter, small enough to win. I like this quote because it hits upon a key point, which is that no one can do anything big in life that hasn't practiced on something small. Many people, when they feel motivated to change or to pursue a goal of theirs, make the mistake of formulating a goal that is simply too big for their current capabilities. Smaller goals don't seem as meaningful to them, and they also don't properly take into account the resistance and obstacles that they will surely encounter in trying to actualize their goal. As soon as any type of resistance shows up, they quickly become discouraged and give up as their initial superficial motivation wanes. This is why it's smart and practical to be able to formulate smaller attainable goals that are in alignment with your bigger vision. You will gain experience, confidence, and understanding by learning to do many small tasks if the focus is on doing them consciously. If you are washing the dishes, bring your full awareness to this task. Be aware of doing whatever it is that you are doing as you are doing it. Doing them consciously, you will be doing them well, and you will be then better prepared in the future to tackle goals of a bigger scale. This advice is especially important if you're on a path of self-development. Let's say you are learning to be more self-aware, more conscious. So we begin first with our bodies. Right now, I'll just give a brief overview of some of the essential elements. So if you're trying to be more aware of your body, just pick one thing, one physical manifestation, and work on it until you master it. For example, let's take your tone of voice. Learn to be more aware of it as if you were simply listening to a stranger. Be an alert witness that doesn't judge what he observes. It's important that we make no attempt to modify our behaviors. We are simply seeing and gathering objective data about ourselves. Work on this until you can be consciously aware of your tone of voice all day long. You may also have many interesting insights just from this one simple exercise, and you also see how difficult it is. Then move on to your facial expressions. Most people are very unconscious of the changing facial expressions and the meaning that they are displaying to the world. Then you can try to be aware of both your tone of voice and facial expressions at once as they happen. Once you master that, you can move on to your postures. We all have a limited mechanical set of postures that we cycle throughout the day. These set postures stimulate certain thoughts and feelings. Then you can also add your gestures to your observations. We all have gestures by which people who know us could identify them. Finally, learn to observe just your body's movements. And as I mentioned, as we are observing, we do not modify or change our behaviors. Eventually, you can have a simultaneous awareness of all these different categories, but this is a very long way off for us. When you can be simultaneously aware of all these physical manifestations, moment to moment, for one whole day, you will then know that you are at a very high level of self-development and will have a very intimate knowledge of your body and behavior. Then you can move on to the more subtle and difficult inner manifestations of thoughts, feelings, and sensations. We move from the gross to the subtle, as our bodies are the easiest to observe and also have the less danger of deceiving ourselves as we do with our thoughts and emotions. But if you initially try to observe all these different categories at once, you would quickly see that you simply don't have the powers of observation to do so. Your attention is too weak. So we start small and start to work our way up with bigger and bigger tasks. All the small things in time add up and lead to a transformation with respect to our self-development and living more consciously and coming to really know ourselves. We really get to know who we are by learning to properly observe our organism's behavior, because our behavior is a current record of all our experience. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's quote. If you did, please help me out. Hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. And don't keep me a secret, share with anyone who might find my content valuable. And if you're new to my channel, check out my Essential Self-Development playlist. There's a lot of good stuff there. And until next time, wherever you are in the world, I hope you're doing well. Take care. Peace.